Faith advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website, and those in attendance should refrain from making any defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations, and let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may here today on behalf of our community build a vibrant future together. Okay. So, Mr. General Manager, are there any apologies for this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I have received apologies from Councillor Liz McLean, Councillor Monica Clark, and our Director of Corporate and Community Services, Alison Belind.
Okay. Are there any disclosures of interest this evening, councillors?
No.
No. If there are none, we'll move on to item 5.1. The draft council financial statements for 2023-2024, the referral for audit. And there's a recommendation there. One, pursuant to the provisions of section 413 of the Local Government Act 1993, council hereby declares that it is prepared the general purpose financial statements for the 2023-2024 financial year ending the 30th of June 2024 and has formed an opinion based on advice of council officers that these reports are A, have been prepared in accordance with 1, the Local Government Act 1993 as amended and the regulations made thereunder, 2, the Australian Accounting Standards and Professional Pronouncements, and 3, the Local Government Code of Accounting Practice and Financial Reporting. B, present fairly the operating result and financial position of Blanshire Council for the year ended 30th of June 2024, and C, accords with council's accounting and other records and policies. 2, the special purpose financial statements have been drawn up in accordance with the Local Government Code of Accounting Practice and Financial Reporting. 3, the general and special purpose financial statements be certified by the Mayor, Deputy Mayor, General Manager and Responsible Accounting Officer in accordance with Section 413(2)(c) of the Local Government Act. 4, the financial statements including general purpose and special purpose reports for the year ending 30th of June 2024 be reviewed by Blanshire Council's Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee at an extraordinary meeting on the 16th of September 2024. And 5, pursuant to the provisions of Section 413 of the Local Government Act 1993, Council hereby declares that the financial statements, including general purpose and special purpose reports for the year ending 30th of June 2024, be referred for audit. Can I have a mover, please?
Oh, I think I will.
Councillor Crowe, Councillor Keatley. I think it's pretty straightforward, Councillor Crowe.
Very straightforward, yes. I think it's got to be done and we'll be doing.
Councillor Keatley?
No, nothing to add.
Yeah. Any comments from any other councillors? No. If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
All right. Aye.
I declare it carried. We'll move on to item 5.2, Sensitivity Theatre, the sewer system update. The recommendation there that council contribute up to $25,500. Including GST to the West Longwood Community Theatre, for the expenses occurred in the repair of the sewer connection from the revised sewer maintenance budget table on presentation of invoice. Can I have a mover, please?
I move.
Councillor Lord, Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, would you like to speak to it?
Basically, it's one of those things that we, it's half our fault for not
bloody
tracking the sewer and doing it first, so I think it's only fair that we're actually funding the expense.
And exactly.
The landscaping seems pretty high.
Councillor Moore, would you like to speak to it?
Our oops, we have to fix it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Any other councillors like to comment in relation to this matter? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay, I think that's it for this evening, people. Can I have a mover to close the meeting, please? Yeah. Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Are there any other business you'd like to discuss while we're here?
I'd just like to say, say thanks for the service to Councillor Keatley over the years. It's basically,
thank you.
He's now, holiday mode, I think, as of tonight. and Kerry, it has been a pleasure serving on council with you.
Yeah, I concur, and I think everyone else in the room does too, Kerry. You're a real gentleman, and you've brought your community's concerns to council, and you've done a terrific job as their representative. And I think it's a big loss to Ungerry that you're no longer going to be on council.
Well, thank you.
And look, there's